All right, hello. Welcome to the real last episode of 2009, the year Indie Rock Broke. Today last week I did a recap of kind of the show and also decided that 2009 was not the best year for music, which I think we all kind of knew going in. However, this time, we're talking about what I think the future of music is, where I think maybe we'll be in 10 years, who I think the big artist will be in 2029. Wow. That's a big year. That's a big number. So I think, like, probably it's, you know, kind of stupid to say, but I think it's going to be more electronic. We have a lot of house music going on right now. You have Baltra, Ross from Friends, Mulgrab, Peggy Gow. Like, there's so many. Park Hyun and Yeji are both catching on. I think it's going to be more international electronic music. I think reggaeton is experiencing a moment because of, like, Rosalia and El Guincho. El Guincho started out early 2010s doing kind of, like, trippy beats. Now he's producing, like, top 10 reggaeton hits. That's been an interesting thing to watch, kind of, like, psychedelic Animal Collective-y music go from that to, you know, reggaeton, like, tropical Miami music, basically. Like, so that's been a great change in the past decade, and I think that'll continue. I think it's going to be diversified. I think classically, you know, maybe critically rejected genres like house or, you know, yeah, I think, like, dance music is going to be really big. I think probably the big thing now that's been big for at least the past 4 or 5 years is trap. I think that's probably going to go by the wayside. I think we have more old school hip hop kind of killing it right now. You got rappers like Wiki and Princess Nokia who are going for this. Or I mean, like, obviously your old sweatshirt standing on the corner. Navy Blue, yeah, there's just kind of this revival of jazzy hip-hop. I think jazz is big. Last year we had jazz from one of the guys from Air. Can't remember his name for the life of me, but he put out a great French jazz album. We have Standing on the Corner, Onyx Collective. So I think jazz is gonna come back and, like, be big. I think, yeah, like, it's not just gonna be bands who went over, it's not just going to be that, like, band that kind of sounds like Interpol or The Strokes. Like, I think it's going to be that person who really creates their own formula or rebrands something, you know, kind of classically not experienced in the critical spotlight as, like, the next critically acclaimed genre. So I think there's a lot of room for expansion and, like, growth, and I think, like, we'll continue to see the trend of indie labels kind of putting out the artists that are really, you know, this is a controversial thing to say, but I think putting out good art, I mean, there's good stuff coming from the big labels, but not necessarily, like, the unique stuff. I mean, you know, they're trying to sell records. It's not the 60s or 70s. They're not putting out Jimi Hendrix. Like, if Jimi Hendrix was alive today, he'd probably put his record out through Domino, not, you know, Warner. So I think, if anything, though, we'll even see artists, like, kind of do their own releases through, like, DistroKid and Spotify for Artists. It's super easy and cheap. I think the artists that will be big, like Snail Mail, made waves last year, and they have really only caught on from there. I think Crumb is going to be huge. Maybe Big Thief. Not a huge fan, but people love her music. It's also interesting to see female artists take more of the spotlight as far as rock music goes. Because I think a decade ago, you know, there's always going to be girls in bands, but now I think it's almost easier to be a girl in a band than a guy in a band. And I think that's a great development. Like, the world needs less dudes in bands. Like, it's a whole trope. You had so many Me Too oustings of indie rock musicians, particularly the entire Chicago scene got shut down. Somersault got outed. Like, the band boy thing has gone from being kind of the sexy, appealing thing to being this, like, cringeworthy trope. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's actually probably kind of a good thing. It also, like, as a dude in a band, it makes me consider my actions and, like, just, you know, it makes, like, yeah, so I think it's, you know, it's not, I think the rock star is kind of a dying thing. I don't think, I mean, Kanye said it, rappers are the new rock stars. It was controversial, but I think that's kind of true. But, like, maybe in the future it won't even be like rappers, it'll be like female fronted emotionally vulnerable bands that are trying to actually say something are the new rock stars. Like, I don't think we're going to have somebody who could behave like Eddie Van Halen in the future, you know. We will have people who can play great music, like, well, if somebody can play guitar as well as him, but I'm not sure they could be getting away with that type of stuff. Or, like, we're not going to have, you know, the classic Led Zeppelin shark story in 2019 that would have broken Led Zeppelin up. Like, you have to, music is getting more discerning about who it lets in the spotlight. So I think, and, you know, that's obviously a good thing. And I think by 2029, 10 years from now, maybe, like, every musician in the spotlight will be, like, a well-behaved, normal, functional person who is famous because they were really trying to say something. I think there's this kind of, you know, I hear a lot of older guys being like, oh, like, music doesn't say anything anymore. I think, like, that, first of all, that's not true. But second, like, I also think, like, in the future, like, because of music getting more discerning about who it allows to have the spotlight, it won't have any choice but to be more thoughtful about what the popular artists are saying. And that is an undeniably great thing. So I think, like, the future is positive. I don't think I needed to make a podcast about, like, retrospective art. Like, I think, if anything, this more should have been about the future, because, you know, it's easy to build on the past, but it's arguably more fun and creative to project into the future and see what is going on there. So, in conclusion, this was an, you know, it was a podcast. It was, you know, it was all right. I can pinpoint records, you know, 10 years ago that were formative, that are why I'm, like, a huge indie rock music nerd now. But that's not, I need to be looking for those records in the moment, though. That's what matters, is finding what I'm going to care about 10 years from now. And, like, I'm a college student. That's, like, yeah, I had, like, cool taste for a 17-year-old, like, objectively speaking. If you like the music discussed in this, like, I got into quote-unquote good music, like, younger than most people. But college, I think, is when you come into your own. And the records that I think have been formative now, it's going to be interesting to look back in 10 years and see what those were. I don't think I'll need to podcast about it, but I think the best thing about this was looking back at things that affected me and, like, looking at them from the current moment and being like, oh, I remember listening to Woods, like, while I walked home in the Virginia autumn. Or, like, oh, I remember going to the beach with my best friends and listening to waves, like, stuff like that. And I'm excited to think about, you know, hopefully I won't be living in Southern California. Hopefully I'll be back on the East Coast somewhere and look back at the records I found while I was in California and, like, be able to be like, wow. Like, oh, that's, you know, 10 years ago I was listening to Krongbin, and, like, yeah. So, live in the future, I think, has been the takeaway from this. Don't get swept up in nostalgia. I think that's one of the worst things a person can do, especially when it comes to art, because there will always be good new artists. And if you like music, one of the greatest joys in life is finding new music. So yeah, checking out. Thanks for listening to 2009, the year indie rock broke. And again, I am Ted Davis. Much love, blessings, peace. Stay safe.